Unit 9. The Family Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge is famous. It was the first bridge to New York City, and it was built with new materials and techniques for that time. It is a beloved symbol of New York City. However, it is also a monument to a great engineering family. John Roebling designed the bridge, but it almost destroyed the Roebling family. A ferry boat crushed the foot of John Roebling while he was making preparations for building the bridge, and he died soon after that. His son, Washington Roebling, also an engineer, quickly took over and worked with a passion to complete his father's design. He spent many hours at the construction site. He was what they call a hands-on engineer. But he, like his father, was injured, and his wife, Emily Roebling, had to take over most of his work. How he was injured is an important part of the story. In order to set the two main towers of the bridge on bedrock, a method of digging was developed using caissons. A caisson is a heavily reinforced box-like structure which is dropped to the bottom of the river. The space inside the caisson where workers dug into the river bottom was pumped full of pressurized air to keep the water out and to provide fresh air. Bubbles form in the blood when a person moves suddenly from high pressure to a lower pressure. Nowadays, this is a well-known danger called decompression sickness, or the bends. In order to avoid it, one must decompress slowly. Sadly, at the time of the building of the Brooklyn Bridge, no one knew why men were getting sick after working at the bottom of the river. Washington Roebling himself spent hours in the caisson built for the first tower. However, the caisson for the second tower had to go twice as deep as the first one. The higher pressure caused workmen to get much sicker, and eventually two men died. Washington Roebling became so sick from what was then called caisson disease that he could not go to the construction site. His wife Emily then began to act as a chief engineer after he came down with the bends. Emily Roebling made sure that the bridge was finished and was well respected for her effort. The construction of the bridge took a full 14 years from conception to completion. The Brooklyn Bridge still stands today with about 160,000 people crossing it each day. The bridge is said to have been the greatest American engineering success of the 19th century. The Roeblings had a strong family. The workmen were also part of their family. So the Brooklyn Bridge was a family project. It is thus a monument, also, to the strength of family ties.